What if I told you that Jesus has already guaranteed your financial breakthrough? What if I told you that God has already signed the check for every Christian believer who walks in faith? My friends, we are not talking about wishful thinking or positive mental attitude. We are talking about a divine covenant that has been sealed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Listen carefully to what I'm about to say. You are not poor by accident. You are not struggling by coincidence. You are experiencing lack because you have not understood the fullness of what Jesus accomplished on the cross. Today, we're going to unlock the treasury of heaven and discover why every Christian has legal access to divine provision. The word blessing is not just a nice religious term we throw around in church. Blessing is a legal transaction between heaven and earth. When God blesses you, He transfers His divine resources into your earthly account. But here's what will revolutionize your thinking. The blessing is not coming. The blessing has already come. The question is not whether God will bless you. The question is, will you position yourself to receive what Jesus has already provided? Turn with me to Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. This is not just a verse, this is your divine guarantee. But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Did you catch that? My God shall supply, not might supply, not could supply, but shall supply. This is present tense, active voice, guaranteed delivery. When Paul wrote these words under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he was not making a suggestion. He was declaring a spiritual law that governs the relationship between heaven and earth. But notice something powerful here. Paul says, "My God," this is personal, this is intimate. This is not talking about some distant deity who may or may not remember your address. This is talking about your personal God who knows your name, knows your needs, and has already made provision for every single requirement in your life. And what is the source of this supply, according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus? Not according to your ability, not according to your education, not according to your connections, but according to His riches. Do you understand what this means? The same God who owns the cattle on a thousand hills, who holds the treasures of the earth in His hands, who commands the silver and gold, this same God has committed Himself to supply your needs. The word supply in the original Greek means to fill completely, to fulfill, to accomplish. God doesn't give you just enough to get by. He doesn't give you barely sufficient resources. He supplies, He fills completely every legitimate need in your life according to His unlimited resources in glory. Now here's where we must be absolutely clear about the exclusivity of this promise. This divine guarantee of provision is not for everyone on the planet. This is not universal health and wealth for every human being, regardless of their relationship with God. No, this promise is specifically and exclusively for those who have entered into covenant relationship with Jesus Christ. Listen to me carefully. You cannot claim the promises of God while rejecting the person of God. You cannot expect divine provision while living in rebellion against divine authority. The blessings of God are covenant blessings, and covenant requires relationship. Jesus is not just a good teacher or a moral example. Jesus is the exclusive gateway to divine provision. Why is this so important to understand? Because we live in a world that wants the benefits of Christianity without the commitment to Christ. People want their prayers answered without surrendering their lives. They want divine intervention without divine lordship. But God doesn't work that way. When you become a Christian, you don't just get fire insurance against hell. You get legal access to everything that belongs to Jesus. His righteousness becomes your righteousness. His authority becomes your authority. His resources become your resources. But this transformation only happens through genuine salvation, genuine surrender, genuine commitment to Jesus as both Savior and Lord. This is why the church must stop apologizing for the exclusivity of our message. We are not being narrow-minded when we declare that Jesus is the only way. We are being faithful to the truth that sets people free. There is no other name under heaven whereby man can be saved, and there is no other way to access the unlimited provision of God except through Jesus Christ. The Christian who understands this exclusivity walks with a different confidence. You don't have to compete with the world system. You don't have to worry about economic downturns or market crashes. You are plugged into a different economy, the economy of the kingdom of God that never experiences recession. But understanding the exclusivity is only the beginning. Now we must understand the authority and power that backs up this promise. When God says He will supply all your needs, He's not making an empty promise. He's exercising divine authority backed by unlimited power. Think about this. The same God who spoke the universe into existence with just His word, this same God has committed Himself to your provision. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is now working on your behalf to ensure that every legitimate need in your life is met. But here's what you must understand about divine authority. It doesn't operate in a vacuum. God's authority is exercised through His people who understand their position in Christ. When you pray in the name of Jesus, you're not just using a religious formula, you're exercising delegated authority from the throne of God. This is why your confession is so important. This is why your faith is so crucial. You are not begging God to do something He's reluctant to do. You are enforcing what He has already promised to do. You are the enforcement agent of heaven on earth, making sure that God's will is done in your circumstances just as it is in heaven. Too many Christians are living like spiritual paupers when they have been made spiritual princes and princesses. You have authority. You have power. You have legal access to everything you need to fulfill your divine purpose on this earth. But authority unused becomes authority lost. Power unexpressed becomes power ineffective. This is your moment to rise up and take your position. This is your time to stop making excuses and start making declarations. The same Jesus who multiplied loaves and fishes lives in you. The same God who provided manna in the wilderness is your provider today. Now, while this promise is exclusive to Christians, its application is universal to every believer, regardless of geography, culture, or economic background. Whether you're in America or Africa, whether you're rich or poor, whether you're educated or uneducated, if you belong to Jesus, this promise belongs to you. God is not a respecter of persons. He doesn't have favorites among His children. What He has done for one, He will do for another. What He has provided for others, He will provide for you. The same faith that works in one nation will work in every nation. The same principles that produce blessing in one culture will produce blessing in every culture. This is the beauty of the kingdom of God. It transcends every human limitation and every earthly boundary. Your provision is not dependent on your government's economic policies. Your blessing is not limited by your nation's natural resources. You are connected to heaven's economy, and heaven never runs out of anything. But universal application requires universal obedience to universal principles. The laws of the kingdom work the same way everywhere. Faith works the same way in every culture. Obedience produces the same results in every nation. Tithing releases the same blessings regardless of your currency or your country. This means you have no excuse. You cannot blame your circumstances on your location or your limitations. If God can provide for His people in the desert, He can provide for you wherever you are. If He can make a way where there seems to be no way for others, He can make a way for you. Right now, I want you to bow your head with me. Whether you're driving, whether you're walking, whether you're at home, this is your moment to connect with the God of unlimited provision. Don't let this moment pass without making contact with heaven. Now let's pray. Father, we come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you that you are not just the God of salvation, but you are the God of supply. We thank you that when Jesus died on the cross, he didn't just pay for our sins. He purchased our prosperity. He didn't just secure our eternal destiny. He guaranteed our earthly provision. Lord, we declare right now that we are not victims of economic circumstances. We are not subject to the fluctuations of the world system. We are citizens of your kingdom, and your kingdom knows no lack, no shortage, no insufficiency. Where the world sees recession, we see opportunity. Where the world sees limitation, we see liberation through your unlimited resources. We pray for every Christian listening to this message right now. We speak over their finances, over their businesses, over their careers, over their investments. We declare that they are connected to the source of all provision. We declare that they are channels of your blessing, not just containers of your blessing. For those who are struggling financially right now, we speak breakthrough over their situation. We command every spirit of poverty to loose its hold. We bind every generational curse of lack and limitation. We declare that this is their season of divine turnaround, their moment of supernatural provision. We pray for supernatural ideas, divine connections, and unexpected opportunities. We pray that doors will open that no man can shut. We pray that we will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. We pray for businesses to prosper, for investments to multiply, for debts to be cancelled, and for abundance to flow like a river. But Lord, we also pray for wisdom to handle increase. We pray for hearts that remain humble in prosperity. We pray that every blessing you give us will make us a greater blessing to others. Make us conduits of your generosity, not just consumers of your goodness. We bind the spirit of greed, the spirit of selfishness, the spirit of hoarding. We loose the spirit of generosity, the spirit of giving, the spirit of sowing and reaping. Help us to understand that we are blessed to be a blessing, prospered to advance your kingdom on this earth. Father, we settle this issue once and for all. We will not live beneath our covenant privileges. We will not accept lack as normal. We will not make excuses for poverty when you have provided prosperity. We will not live like orphans when we are sons and daughters of the King of Kings. In Jesus' name, we receive every provision that has been purchased by his blood. We receive every blessing that has been secured by his sacrifice. We receive every good thing that you have prepared for those who love you. Amen and amen. My friends, this is not the end of a message. This is the beginning of your breakthrough. You have heard the truth that can transform your financial future forever. You have received prayer that has connected you to heaven's unlimited resources. But now, you must act on what you have received. I want you to make a declaration over your life right now. Say it out loud. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Say it with conviction. Say it with faith. Say it until it gets down in your spirit and transforms the way you think about provision. Don't let another day go by living beneath your covenant privileges. Don't accept lack as your portion when abundance is your inheritance. You are a child of the King, and your Father owns everything. Start thinking like royalty. Start talking like an heir. Start acting like someone who has unlimited access to unlimited resources. Share this message with someone who needs to hear it. Be a voice of hope to someone who is struggling financially. Remind them that their current situation is not their final destination. Their breakthrough is not just possible, it's promised. Until tomorrow, keep walking in faith, keep declaring the word, and keep expecting your miracle. Your provision is not coming, your provision is here. In Jesus' mighty name, receive it now.